There's one halakha, it's not so well known, this halakha. There's a certain beracha that is made when one enters a Bet HaHayim. We're learning these past couple of days, people going to visit Kevarim. Either they're visiting Kevaret Tzadikim, or they have Yort site, and they're going to visit the graves of their parents. So the halakha says that on the entrance to a Bet HaHayim, one makes the beracha. The beracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yatzar Etchem Badin Vezan Etchem Badin Vechedched Etchem Badin Vechaya Etchem Badin Vasaf Etchem Badin Veyodeya Mespar Kulechem Vaatid Lahayotchem Ulakimechem Badin Haya Olam Abba Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaya Metim. And two pesukim that are quoted after it. Now there are some conditions that apply before one can make this beracha. Ein mevarchim ela im lo ra'a bet hakeverot ze yoter m'shloshim yom. It's only talking where you haven't seen this specific cemetery for a period of 30 days. Ve'im ra'a bet hakeverot acher safek berachot la'ker. Let's say he was in a cemetery within 30 days, but he wasn't specifically in this cemetery. So then there's a machloket, we say safek berachot la'ker. However, the rabbi writes in Nil Tzion about the minhag shekolshu be'ir acheret chozer mevarech, that if it's in a different city, then the beracha is made. Which means, if a person went to one bet kevarot, and then 2 weeks later in the same city he went to another bet kevarot, then the law is safek berachot, don't make the beracha. But if he went to another Bet HaKevarot in a different city, then the minhag is to make the beracha. Furthermore, any time the cemetery gets an additional person buried there, for example, he went the first week and he made the beracha. And then he went a week later. And as he's walking into the cemetery, he sees there's a bar minan, a whole new row that they added. People pass away. The halakha says that as long as even one person is added to the Bet HaKevarot, even if he goes within 30 days, he must make the beracha. Now, it seems that was the minhag, the way the Ben Ish Chai says in Baghdad, in Parashat Ekev, he says in Baghdad they would only make the beracha when there was an extra kibir being mitchadesh. Minhag Baghdad shol barich beracha zuklal rak shenitchadesh sham met. Echad mevarech bekoram v'acherim shomrim. So he said in that case, one guy would make it for everybody. But again, halakha l'maaseh, one should not just forget about this beracha. Even though there's a lot of berachot that are written in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a custom, let's say, we don't make. Some don't make the beracha on thunder. Some don't say the beracha on lightning. Okay, there's a Ben Ish Chai like this. But when it comes to this beracha, even the Ben Ish Chai says you're supposed to make the beracha. He just gives different conditions. But again, halakha l'maaseh, again, you shouldn't go for bad things. We're going to Kibbutz Tzadikim to get berachot. One has to know on the entrance of the cemetery. If you go there, you'll see that the beracha sometimes on the wall, sometimes they have papers over there with the beracha. But one should not deny himself from this most important beracha, and don't deny the metim, because the beracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayem Metim. It's a beracha for the niftarim themselves as well.